This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to have back Ryan Moon, the assistant coach at men's soccer here at Florida Tech. And we have some camp opportunities for soccer players coming up. Tell us all about them.
Yes, we have three youth camps coming up, May 30th to June 2nd, June 5th to the 8th, and June 12th to the 15th. That's for soccer players aged 4 to 13. There's two different scenarios you can do. You can go for the half day, which is 9 to 12. You can do the full day, which is 9 to 3 o'clock. The half day rate is 109 and the full day rate is 229 for the week. And with that rate, you get a brand new Florida Tech soccer t-shirt, and you also get a soccer ball to take home with you when the week's done.
Sounds like a great opportunity for kids to come out and hone their skills. Do they have to have any experience?
No, none whatsoever. So there's going to be experience levels from all over. The morning sessions will be based around learning new skills and then putting those skills into competitive game situations, some fun games where they'll be competing against the other campers there, and some team games where they're competing against the other campers. And it really is fun for the campers, the young soccer players, and they can get to test the skills out that they've just learned in a game where they're doing different things. And it's a fun experience, but also a competitive one.
And do they get a chance to meet some of Florida Tech's players?
They do. They get to meet some of the men's soccer players and some of the women's soccer players. I remember doing it as a coach when I was playing here at Florida Tech. And, you know, I see some of the soccer players now I'm coaching, that went to camp when they were 8, 9 years old. And now they're grown up and in high school and even looking to try and come to Florida Tech as a player.
Then there's another camp for older players.
Yeah, so from July 20th to the 23rd, we do a residential camp. It's for high school ages, so if you're in ninth grade and up, can come. We'll do two training sessions a day, and then we'll play games in the evening. And the players get fed 3 meals a day, and they get to stay in the dorms, and we get the nice Harris Village dorms that are overlooking the soccer field. So it's a really good experience. You get to see what college life's like, and being a soccer player, and how extreme it is to train a couple times a day and get another game. It's hard work, but it's a good chance for us to look at players that want to go to Florida Tech and want to be college soccer players, and you know, we can work with them and give them tips and pointers on how to get there.
There's an opportunity for women to come to soccer camp. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's similar to our men's ID residential camp. It's for aspiring girls that are looking to become women's soccer players here at Florida Tech. That runs from July 17th to the 20th. And for more details on that, you can contact Jessica Monarch. She's the assistant coach for women's soccer here.
A lot of fun camp. There's three dates for those: May 30th, June 2nd, and June 5th. And then the prospect camp, or the more advanced camp.
That's July 20th.
And they can get all the information and all the forms they need to fill out and pre-register at camps.fit.edu.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or they can contact myself, Ryan Moon, the assistant coach.
Lots of fun coming up this summer. If you have a child that's a soccer player or an aspiring soccer player, lots of opportunities to get involved and become a better player and have a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.